Hello all, I'm Ashok. You're listening to my first podcast series, Innermost Circle. This is episode 3 and the title is Love of My Life. It was one of those birthday parties that I attended during my engineering days. It was during my 5th semester. Those days we had a tradition that either birthday boy or girl took their friends out to a nice restaurant. We were a group of 7. It was not secret 7. It was 2 of the girls' combined birthday celebration. The group diversified only in that semester. Otherwise, it was only 3 boys' group. Our friend circle of 3 became 7. More importantly, we added 4 girls to the group. Back then, I did not know we worked and solved the gender diversity problem. We went to the restaurant and I sat next to one of the girls. It was the first time we were having a leisurely conversation. Until then, it was only scanty serious talks about lab work, semester, results, etc. During our conversation, I noticed how vibrant a person can become with one's conversation. She had this amazing sparkle in her eyes and glow on her face. Something awoke me. I suddenly remembered a phrase from Ruskin Bond's story, "The eyes are not here." Pretty girls may or may not be interesting, but an interesting girl will always be pretty. This struck me. 17 years of journey of togetherness has not bored us. Our love has only grown many folds over the years. I am not sure if I should compare our love to soaring of market index. Like markets, there are many unknowns to what really worked for us. Not to say we did have downs, failures, bitterness, and at times temporary separations too. I have been at times unfair to you. I have been harsh, rough, occasionally inhuman too. I have learned, unlearned, and relearned the meaning of love. It was only because you stood with me and believed in me. You have forgiven me more than I deserve. I wish I could go back and change those tough moments between us. But I don't want to do that. Otherwise, how will you appreciate the me now without the experience of me then? I took things for granted in the relationship that we converted from friendship to soulmates. I forgot you were my friend first, soulmate after. We often take things for granted in our close relationship, intentionally or unintentionally. We are not chalk and cheese. We have more things in common than we both think we do. We are poles apart in many things. We will always disagree to agree. It is as simple as that. We complement in more than one way. One of our friends mentioned that we both were made for each other because you would always laugh and giggle at all my one-liners, jokes, and banter. This was contagious and drew everyone's attention. The magic definitely lies between us. You were angel coach when I was miserable at studies. The only takeaway from my 4-year engineering program was you. Except for mathematics, I never enjoyed any other subjects. Mathematics was the only subject I could relate to during our engineering. All the electrical engineering subjects were so awkward and made me uneasy. Had I not met you during engineering, I would still be grappling with those tough nut subjects. During college days, we would enjoy staying back after class hours and talk at length. If that was not enough, I would come home and collect 1 rupee coins and call you from the phone booth. We would explore the eatery joints and share a satisfied meal at 20 rupees. There was so much fun in scavenging the odd coins to make our snacks affordable. It was more than just food. It was the thrill of spending time together for those 2 to 3 hours before we departed. Those long distance calls helped us survive. There is no doubt we never looked beyond each other for love. I may have edged on flirting on a couple of occasions, but never allowed anyone to take your place. Our 2017 London trip was a memorable one. The only thing I regret is you not serving me morning tea in an island of tea drinkers. We had a detailed agenda for every day and we covered so many activities, right from London Eye to Stonehenge to Bath to Cambridge. London trip made us realize our enjoyment in each other's company. We both love to explore new places, one common trait. We had planned everything in advance and I just followed you. I remember it being a Thursday and as usual, our agenda was packed. You booked the Lion King show at the West End Theatre for later part in the day. We finished Lord's Cricket Stadium tour and headed towards West End. I had not fully recovered from my jet lag. We took our seats and the theatre was full. It was a phenomenal performance by the theatre artist. Just that I couldn't keep my eyes open no matter how hard I tried. I was falling asleep occasionally. You could understand my predicament, but the guys next to me and few others in the row gave me a look and went, "What is wrong with this guy? Such a brilliant performance and this guy is dozing off. What a shame." I did not bother to explain. I tried my best to follow and kept reminding myself that the ticket costed you £65 and I better make the best use of it. I must say, it was one of the best performances that I ever got to witness. The other common interest is, of course, our love for food. You and I explored during the weekends to find a wonderful place to dine. We recently stumbled upon Stoked, a restaurant in Koramangala. Stoked served English, Italian, and Mediterranean. The speciality of this place were their thin crust wooden fire baked pizza. We both loved the Rustica and the Green Theory pizzas. Also, the falafel and the hummus. We continued to visit this place for food and our banter. Currently, it is shut down due to the COVID pandemic crisis. We will now have to find another place for us to get stoked. Hey, what about cooking together? You and I have been involved in many strange activities which will defy the conventional relationship. Nope, I'm not going to spill the beans here. That is for our biography. I will dedicate a chapter to it. Our friendship and relationship are unique and special. I'm not going to promise a bed of roses, but I can say with certainty that we will enjoy the journey more than the destination. We will fall, recover, move ahead, laugh, cry, and learn along the way. You have stood by me like a rock when I doubted myself. I hope I can stand with you when you need to believe in yourself. You are special and will always be. Thank you for listening. Hope you enjoyed this episode. Looking forward for your feedback. Episode 4 is now available. Happy listening. Cheers. With lots of love, Ashok.